It's that time of the morning. It's a Friday morning. Thank you so very much for joining us in conversation. And you know, at this time, we talk fitness and healthy living with Liesel van der Westhuizen. Hello. Good morning.
Good
How are you? Listen, looking good. Thank you so very much for joining us on the show once again this morning. That being said, the conversation today is around sailing.
Yes.
What is sailing?
I don't know the exact term, but I or the exact definition, but I'm going to give my definition.
Sure.
I know it was known as yachting until the 2000s, and it's actually an Olympic sport. And, it's, basically any boat that's got a sail to it and you sail. So I've taken up sailing lessons as one of my challenges for the year.
All right. So that's the conversation this morning. You listening at home would love to find out from you. Have you ever gone sailing? Is sailing something you're looking to do or want to do? Well, this is the show for you. Give us a shout. 021-446-0567. So you are going sailing. How did you even get into sailing?
I was invited by a journalist, Alison Fote, who was writing an article for the Sunday Times to join her with Sunsail in Seychelles earlier this year and to try my hand at sailing. And I thought, wow, this is really fun, because I was on a catamaran, beautiful, didn't have to do much work. And when I got back, the team said, would you like to get a skipper's license? So I thought, wow, it's going to be lovely sailing, just like we were doing in Seychelles, beautiful, calm blue waters, beautiful ocean, someone assisting you, little buttons that you press.
Yeah.
And reality struck when I went to Atlantic Yachting for my sailing lessons, and you had to start on a monohull. That's a single boat with a sail. So the catamaran is more of a flat boat with, it's more easier to manage if you're on a holiday. And the mono is the way that most people get taught. And you had to start from scratch and do everything. Putting up the sails, fixing things on the boat. And it was hard work, but it was fun. I'm still busy with my course. I haven't finished. I just have to do my practical exam. Mm. But it's an interesting course, because I got to meet the most amazing people.
Lovely.
Locally, yes.
That said, I mean, it sounds like to me, because when we first talked about this, I thought, okay, you're going to get on a boat and you're going to be sipping some wine and other people are going to be running around going with sails left, right, and center. But you are going to be sailing the boat.
I have been sailing the boat, and I've done my first race as well. And everyone else was sipping around, and I was the person behind the helm, which is the steering wheel, shouting the instructions and getting people to do things during a race. And I race on a boat called Cape Dancer. And it's a social racing boat, and incredible crew. And we took part in our first event last month during Women's Month. It was a Women's Month race, so I had half male and half female crew, and we actually won the race.
Yay! See, we're winners. Yes, we are a bunch of winners.
Yeah.
That said, I mean, you were telling us about your sailing course. Mm. Oh, come on. Please tell me, did they allow you to say on the radio, Mayday, Mayday, Mayday? It's one of those cool things in movies.
So we had to actually do a whole radio exam. I mean, we are radio presenters and we have to go do a radio exam. And you won't believe how nervous I was when I actually had to do the practical part where you go, Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. This is Cape Dancer. This is Cape Dancer. This is Cape Dancer. And you have to do it in front of everyone. I mean, we're on radio, we MC, we speak. I was a nervous wreck. I was actually shaking. I was so nervous. And I think I was nervous because I really wanted to get it right. Because imagine a radio presenter failing her radio course. But I haven't had to do the Mayday at all, thank goodness. But I had to do it in the example and the practical. Mm. But luckily nothing has happened out at shore with that. And you know, you're not allowed to use Mayday or use the radio if you're not if you don't have a radio license.
So,
unless there's an emergency on the boat, but
if
the skipper briefs you,
you're
not allowed to.
If the skipper can't get there, Abs is allowed to go in there.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, it's my moment.
It is your moment.
Mayday, we are going down.
And over and out, as we see in the movies, there's no such thing as over and out.
What do you mean there's got to be an over and out?
No, there's no over and out. It's either over or out. It's not over and out.
In fact, I don't even want over and out. I want abs out. They must know.
Stop, Mike.
To you listening at home, hey, let's bring you into the conversation. Have you ever gone sailing? Are you a qualified skipper? How long did it take you to get is it a license?
Yeah, skipper's license.
Skipper's license that you got. Would love to hear from you. Now, okay, so your first race, sailing race, was a Women's Day race, right?
It was a Women's Day race at the Royal Cape Yacht Club, and beautiful conditions as we started out, and as we came back, it was just dark, misty, and no wind. and you literally have to try and get the boat moving. You can't use the engine with no wind. And you can imagine me at the helm standing, the rest of the crew just sitting around because there's nothing you can do while it's full wind. And eventually got to the finish. But I have to do a shout out because there's incredible youngsters and community that are at the Royal Cape Yacht Club. And they've got a sailing academy where they've taken kids from the communities and taken these youngsters and taught them about sailing. And they've put a whole crew together that race. There was about three or four boats that competed in this women's race as well.
Mm. Let's talk about sailing races, though. Anything out there we need to know about?
Yes. You don't have to be a qualified sailor to go out on a Wednesday night at the Royal Cape Yacht Club. They have a Wednesday regatta starting in October. And you just arrive and you say, I'm reporting to be on a yacht to volunteer to be part of the crew. And they put you on a boat and you race the regatta. It's an hour, hour and a half through the harbor and out in Table Bay area and then back. So they put you on any boat that needs you and they tell you what to do. And it really is fun and very social. And it's a great way to meet people.
Is there a land support crew that?
Yes, they normally sit at the pub. There's a lovely pub and bar and restaurant.
That's where I'll be assisting. Lizzo V, running out of time, but just working around this conversation. Maybe your parting words, something we're missing out, something we need to know about, perhaps maybe in our communities?
Yes, there's a sailing academy from the Royal Cape Yacht Club. They've taken kids from the community. These youngsters have been trained. They're qualified skippers. I think they're more qualified than a lot of the skippers that I know. And they are putting their first Cape to Rio team together, the first fully crewed African team to race Cape to Rio. And they need your support. So they're looking for donations. They're looking for assistance with their boats, and you can just contact the team at Royal Cape Yacht Club, speak to Lindani, and see how you can assist.
All right, all I want to do now is drop the sails. Onwards we go. Is that how you say it?
Ahoy, Captain.
Lizzo V, thank you so very much for joining us. We chat again next week, Friday.
Thanks, Anne.